And so then I said, next time, I'll hold the ladder.
Oh,
that joke is great if you know the whole thing.
Too bad we couldn't do the whole joke.
It's podcast time.
Oh.
What have you done with a deceased loved one's ashes? Sometimes it's something they request.
Sometimes you have no idea what to do with them.
Yeah.
And you're just like stumped. Should we just, you know, put them on the coffee table? Should we dump them somewhere? I think you should tell people what you want.
Oh, yeah. You have to make your wishes
known. But sometimes the requests are awkward or unreasonable or weird or just interesting.
We've had some comments. You can, of course, if you have download the Totally Hits Nashville app, you can leave us a voice message like this one.
My wife's dad was kind of a badass, and he said he wanted a full Viking funeral for his ashes. He wanted us to put him on a boat and light it on fire and then send it off into the lake. That sounds, we're not doing that. So he's still on the shelf, but we put like some Game of Thrones books right next to him.
That's where we got the idea from. I like that idea. I want to be floating out there and having them shoot a flaming arrow at me. I like that plan.
You imagine standing on the shores of Percy Priest Lake and some like park ranger just comes up behind you and you just like push the boat, burning boat off into the lake and then, you're right near Nashville shores and he's like, so what are you doing?
Final request, Viking funeral. That's the thing, you'd have to do it on a lake. If you did it on the Cumberland and you shot a flaming arrow, it probably the whole entire river would burst into flames. So you got to be careful. But
love your responses. If you want to give us a call on the Shinglesmith hotline, Shinglesmith Roofing hotline is 615-553-0933. We did get some other responses.
Yeah, about what to do with the ashes.
When my mom passed, we didn't want to put her in the closet or up on top of the mantle. And she loved Disney World. Mm. So we went to the campgrounds near Disney World and dumped her ashes there. Now, every time we go to Disney, me and the kids wave, hi, Mom!
Three things you want to know this morning. Liam Payne, of course, from One Direction, died falling off a balcony in South America. And I guess they have done a partial autopsy and they found pink cocaine in his system. Which they say
a lot
is not
of people are
necessarily,
saying, what's that?
I guess it includes meth, ketamine, and molly, not necessarily cocaine either.
Okay.
But there's also an investigation going on because a lot of people are saying that he got the drugs from the people at the hotel, which, you know, if you're a big celebrity and you want something illegal, you know, a lot of places will find it for you. So,
yeah,
it's sad.
That's awful.
It is.
Addiction is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
This is funny. So, one guy on Instagram posted his experiment.
Okay.
Apparently, he thought his Cybertruck, excuse me, which are, made of aluminum. It's, you know, the all metal body.
Yes.
He was pretty sure that it was bulletproof.
Yeah.
So he drove his car out to the fields and with his buddy fired his gun into the posterior of his Cybertruck.
Shot it in the butt.
And this is what it sounded like.
I don't think it's bulletproof.
I don't think it's bull. There's a big hole in there.
Wow.
Tried to beep it. If I didn't beep it, I apologize. Don't know what you heard. Yes. So now his,
wow.
I don't know, probably $100,000 beautiful truck.
It is beautiful,
Has a bullet hole in the back.
It does. It looks like a Pinewood Derby car that Cub Scouts work on. You want to give you that block of wood, you have to, and if you don't try very hard, you get a Cybertruck.
Yeah. Kindergartners, when they say, draw a car. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, today is National Nut Day. All right. So they did a survey of what's America's favorite nuts. Pistachio nuts, number one.
Really?
Yeah. Followed by cashew nuts and D's nuts. That may or may not
be on
the survey.
That's the only reason you mentioned this story.
Yes.
So you could make that joke.
You know me very well, Jim. Talking about somebody who wants to be cremated, and they put in their will what they'd like you to do with their ashes.
Or they don't put it in the will.
And so you're stuck with ashes and you don't know what to do with them.
You got
to
figure it out. Some people would like, oh, I love them. I want to keep them. I want to do this
thing. Yeah, put it up on the shelf.
Yeah. Now other people are like, well, I don't want to keep them. You know, like, you keep them. And then they give them, you know, like siblings. They're like, oh, you have them. I don't want them. So, you know, it just gets really awkward. Especially if the requests are weird.
Yeah, you have to travel somewhere and, you know, scatter the ashes on a boat somewhere out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or something like that.
Right. Dad's a huge fan he wants his, you know, ashes spread on the football field of his team and blah, blah, blah. It's just like for some, it's a burden.
Yeah.
And it's awkward.
Yeah. I'd like you to, after I die, I'd like you to run errands for me. Thanks. And could you pick up my dry cleaning too while you're out?
We need some kind of, there should be some kind of, you know how we have like Uber Eats and DoorDash? Mm-hmm. There should be somebody who just like, could you come by and just pick up these ashes and then just take care of it? I don't care what you do with it.
Yeah, DoorDash could become Door Ash.
Door Ash.
We'll take them wherever you want. Yeah, for $30, we'll take them and dump them wherever you want me to.
If somebody makes a Door Ash company.
I know, they owe us money.
Yeah, we totally
got the copyright on that.
Yep.
It's more common, at least in my family, it's been more common to have pets cremated and save the ashes.
That's a very common thing.
Yeah.
A beloved pet.
Right.
I have the ashes of Magic, one of our retired racing greyhounds that we adopted and loved.
Awesome dog.
That was really sweet.
Yeah.
So we still have, Magic the ashes.
We have Blue, who was my girlfriend Melissa's dog and got very attached, and she's cremated, and I have her right by the light, and I always say hi to her when I go turn off the light.
Aww.
Yeah, sweet. And also, we had Gary, a Dapple Dachshund, and Waffles, who was a Sheltie. And they died within like a couple of months of each other.
Okay.
And Gary had the habit of always humping Waffles, even though both of them were fixed, but he was constantly humping him.
Okay.
And so we put him in one urn and we put Gary's ashes on top of Waffles' ashes, figuring that's how they would want it.
Oh my God.
So they could spend all eternity making sweet love.
Stop. All right, I got to turn to like a sane person in the room. Our intern, Maddie, like any ashes experiences with you or your family or anything like that?
We have both of my childhood cats' ashes. So one got turned into a little tree, and then one is just in like a little box.
Okay. And when you say tree, like planted with a with a sapling or a tree.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
That's cool.
I know a lot of people do that. They want to be part of something that's growing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We do have, we had a response on our 93.3 Totally Hits app where you can leave us voice messages.
Right.
And this one is sort of pet related.
Okay.
But it's a little weird.
My roommate's dad died, and they cremated him, and she had his ashes. And she also had the ashes of his dog, his favorite dog. And she decided to put the ashes together and then scatter them in a park. And her sister said, don't scatter the ashes and mix them with the dog, because at the resurrection, Dot won't be able to tell who's the dog and who is her dad. And I was like, well, I think God knows. And if he doesn't, maybe he will come back. It's like Black Panther or something, like half animal, half her dad.
Wow. That's really hard to follow.
That in the end days that he would be raised again,
yes,
but as Black Panther.
I kind of like that idea. Imagine if you resurrected and now you're a superhero. See, it could work out really well. You can leave us a message on Facebook. Of course, you could also go to the Totally Hits 93.3 Totally Hits app.
I was an only child, and my father, who wasn't the best of dads, didn't really care what happened with his ashes. So since he smoked so much like a chimney all his life, I dumped his ashes near a tree because I figured maybe growing a tree would offset what he was putting into the air his own life.
Oh, wow. He put some thought into it.
So, like carbon neutral. His dad was polluting, but then he helped make a tree.
And he was buried in a Prius. So we're just going to call that even. Ashley is on the line with a story about ashes. Hey there, Ashley.
Hey. So my grandpa, go ahead.
Yeah, no, please go ahead. What about your grandpa?
All right. So my grandfather passes away, and I'm not sure how this transpired, but my dad or my uncle were at the house trying to get like things together for the service and everything. And they stumbled upon my great grandmother's ashes. Huh? Well, we were all had a service here in Nashville, and then my grandparents were going to Ohio to have her buried. So we all assumed that she was buried in Ohio.
Okay.
So they found this box of ashes, and nobody wanted her. So they went from oldest to like youngest and called like all the grandkids. Hey, do you want her? No. Next kid. No. No. So like we're trying to figure out like what to do with her. So we asked the funeral home, can we put her in the casket with my grandfather, because nobody wanted her and it just felt wrong to throw away. And they're like, oh no, the cemetery he's being buried at does not allow that. Like you have, because you have to list like the two remains in the thing. So we played watch at the doors, and everybody was just kind of like watching for like funeral directors and employees, and nobody. And then my uncle and my dad shoved my great grandmother's ashes in the bottom of the casket with my grandfather.
Oh,
so you had to be like distraction, yeah. Rodeo clowns. Wow. to like make sure nobody could see. Yes. Them do it, and then you snuck. Yes. It into the casket.
Well, the funeral home said, no, you can't do that because it's not expensive enough.
I know, right?
Wow.
That's so amazing.
We're like, yeah, so that's how my grandfather is buried with his mother that we thought was already buried in another state.
Wow. That's so funny. You guys are good. You're like secret operatives together. You work well.
Yeah. And then, so I'm also the executor of an estate of another person who has seven remains of animals, and she wants to be buried with them. And I'm like, oh, great. So now I have to, like, find all of these ashes and bury them. I'm like, this is just too much.
Wow.
I didn't sign up for this.
You have a set of trained professional operatives like you did this other time. They already know the drill. I mean, maybe this is a service you could provide.
Yeah, no kidding.
We already talked about it. You name it Door Ash.
Door
you come
ash.
Pick up the remains and then you bring them and sneak them into the casket.
Could you imagine like not having a relative to stick them with? And it's like, well, do you care if I just go to the funeral home and stick them in some random person? Or do you, like...
That's funny. You're awesome, Ashley. You call anytime, okay?
What a great story.
Okay.
I love it.
Hi, guys.
All right, we are ready to play Tender Wars with Woody and Jim on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Brought to you by...
Going postal
in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. We have on the line for the ladies in the audience, we have Amanda in Hermitage. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're so perky.
Glad to have you.
And for the guys, we have also from Hermitage, Roger. Hey, Roger.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you both. It's the Battle of Hermitage.
The battle for the Herm.
Stop trying to make the Herm a thing.
Jim demands that they call it the
Amanda,
Herm.
Amanda, Roger, yeah. does anybody in Hermitage, as a fellow Hermitageonian, I don't know what the name is, does anybody call Hermitage the Herm that you know of?
No, never heard of that.
All
before.
Right, Woody. It's not All a right. thing.
Also,
stop trying to make it a thing.
I love it. I live in Murfreesboro, and a lot of people are starting hoping that we'll start calling it the Murph. No.
Why?
Don't do that.
You already have the Burrow.
Yeah, the Burrow.
It works.
Yeah.
I like that. There you go. The Murph.
No,
the
no, Murph. No, no, no.
The Smurf.
No, no, if we.
Smurfreesboro.
If Murfreesboro calls it the Murph, then Hermitage has to be the Murph.
We'll work this out in Geneva somewhere.
Eventually,
okay.
Yes.
Time to get to know you just a little bit with a get acquainted question. We'll start with you, Amanda. What was the last purchase you returned?
It was probably a duplicate toy that my son got for his birthday. It's been so long.
Oh,
I don't
right.
return a lot of things.
Oh, okay. All right. And what about you, Roger? What was the last purchase you returned?
A French vanilla coffee creamer that when I put it in my coffee was clumpy and outdated.
Oh,
yucky.
Oh, yeah. In that case, they will take it back. And
yeah,
replace
you definitely.
It. Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you can make your opponent answer the question. We start with multiple choice.
Here we go. Amanda, listen up. Did the classic hockey guy movie Slapshot star Robert Redford, Paul Newman, or Robin Williams?
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman is
That's
right.
That's correct. Nice.
Good start.
All right. It's a 1-0 lead for Amanda. Roger, your chance to get into the game. Multiple choice. At the end of Jerry Maguire, did Tom Cruise fall in love with Renee Zellweger, Reese Witherspoon, or Kelly Preston?
Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
That's right.
Very good.
1-1.
Okay. Amanda, you can take the lead back here. A guy wants to show you his Shelby Cobra. What is that?
That's a car.
That is a car.
Yeah.
It's a Mustang. Good job.
All right. 2-1. Can we keep the perfection going? Roger, how often do they recommend you change the box of baking soda in your fridge to keep away nasty smells?
I think I know, but I'm going to use a screw.
Okay. All right. Amanda, he hopes you don't know this.
How often do they recommend you change that box of baking soda in the fridge to keep nasty smells away?
Every 3 months?
That is right.
Wow.
Yes. We would have also accepted every 3,000 miles. Congratulations, Amanda. That means there's no way Roger could come back. Roger, hey, you risked a lot, but it didn't work out for you. Mm. Amanda is getting the certificate of gratification.
And everyone in the Herm will salute you today, Amanda. A lot of people are complaining about early voting. Not that the lines are too long, which they are, but you know, people are doing their civic duty and getting out and voting, which is a good thing.
But
there's some question about how things are going as
in
far
the voting
as the actual,
booth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had more than one person tell me personally, and I've seen this online, that locally they would go in and make their picks, and it was going to a different candidate. Okay, this is not like I'm not talking about rigged elections or anything, that big lie, all that stuff.
Yeah,
this is just people had noticed that when they got to the end of the voting process and they show you all the people you voted for, that they had to correct it.
Really?
Because those were not the people that they pressed the button for.
Right, because you pick all your candidates, and at the end it has that screen that shows you what you did.
There's a review.
And then there's the final cast my vote button.
Yes. And they said, no, we've had to fix it because some of those were wrong. And News Channel 5 kind of went into an investigation to figure out, like, okay, what's the deal?
Yeah.
So they talked to a guy that works elections here in Nashville, and he kind of explained it. Now, just before I play what he says, if you haven't early voted yet, when you get to the early voting machine, there is a screen, and it's filled with rectangles that have the names of the candidates in the rectangles.
Right.
Okay? But in each rectangle, in the upper left-hand corner, is a tiny little box. And it kind of looks like you have to press that tiny little box with your finger, mm-hmm. which is, you know, bigger than the box.
Right.
So he says it's people trying to hit that tiny little box to vote.
It's because, so the problem is because of Americans having sausage-like fingers?
Quite possibly, is what he said.
Fat-fingered Americans!
This is News Channel 5.
Put their finger on this little box, and when you do that, unless you hit it just perfect, you can make it go to the name on top of that box. Because it's so small, your finger covers up the entire box. Fix that by hitting the middle of the name. And it'll go on there every time. If you hit the middle of the name, it takes that problem away.
So There you go. Problem solved. Don't worry about that tiny little box, which shouldn't be there.
Exactly.
If you hit the giant box and it does it right, why do you have this tiny little box that makes you think, you know,
I messed up.
Yes. So, like, just press right on the letters of the name of the person you're voting for.
Okay.
And that will solve the problem.
Okay.
So there's not a conspiracy. It's just a dumb little way they designed the machine.
Okay.
Don't worry about that little box. Hit the big rectangle.
Yeah. You can use your ballpark Frank-sized fingers to hit the big name instead of the little box.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Woody and Jim Show, thanks for tuning in. Hey, let's cheer you up.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Durbo walk around the neighborhood.
It's very fulfilling if you were able to find a kidney for someone who needs one.
Yeah.
A few years ago, a friend of ours, Richie, who's been a longtime friend, needed a kidney. We were, you know, lucky enough to help him find one.
Yeah, that's how we met him. His wife came and said, hey, can we advertise to get somebody a kidney for him? And we said, no, let's just
do it.
Let's just use our show and try to find him one. And he's doing great, by the way.
Yeah. A woman in upstate New York went into a eating establishment to pick up some to-go orders. The person behind the bar knew who she was and knew that she needed a kidney, and so asked everybody in the bar their blood type.
Is anybody here O positive? I got a friend that needs a kidney. And my husband and I both said, we're O positive. Not only the same blood type, we have the same tissue type, and we had common genetic markers too. And we're not related.
There's just so much life to live. She gave me it. She didn't know me.
We have to be there for each other, through the highs and the lows.
Yeah. She's incredible. I couldn't have asked for a better donor.
Yeah, the operations are done and everyone is doing fine. So, yeah.
So,
if you can help out, do that. That's very cool.
Yeah. And the chances.
Yeah.
I mean, because they are very high that you're not a match.
Right.
And that it all worked out.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
There you go. There you go. Changed my mood. Woody and Jim in the Morning. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. Our sports teams. Tonight, I guess our Nashville Predators are going to put their zero winning streak on the line.
Yeah, trying to get the first win of the season.
Going against Boston tonight. And the Titans are having their continued difficulties.
They've won a game.
They won one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This may be a sign, kind of a barometer of how people are feeling about the Titans. So on Reddit, somebody took a picture of the Goodwill store, I guess near Nolensville Road and Concord Road.
Right.
So it's kind of down in the Brentwood area. And they said, like, somebody dumped off, like, hundreds of Titan jerseys. And they're, like, actual official game jerseys. These are things that you go...
So these aren't the replicas you'd buy at, like, Dick's Sporting Goods.
No, these are
the real deal.
You go into the pro shop at Nissan Stadium and you pay, like, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks for these things.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's, like... the picture shows it's got to be at least 100 of them.
Wow.
And they're selling them cheap. I don't know if they're still there because this was out 2 days ago. And I would imagine if you're a Titans fan or if you're just looking to get them cheap, you know, you could run over there and get them, you know, for just probably
pennies on the dollar.
5% of what they actually cost.
Yeah.
I said if you wanted like a Derrick Henry, even though he's no longer at the team, a lot of people still like him.
Right.
You could get one of those for $20. And if it's $200, you know, in the shop, you know, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But they say, there was like Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis and Malik Willis. There's
they'll pay you $5 to take that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are no longer with the team, yeah. So you could get them as like retro jerseys. Ah,
that's cool. Will Levis jersey, does it also smell like mayonnaise?
I think you have to make it smell like mayonnaise yourself. This reminds me too of like the thing that only some people know about, that when there's a Super Bowl, both teams, mm-hmm. they make like t-shirts and hats.
Like Super Bowl champion hats.
Yeah, for both teams, yeah, yeah. Just so that they're ready to sell them as soon as the game is over.
Yeah.
But then you think like, well, what happens to the, 10,000 pieces of merchandise that says the loser of the game,
right.
And calls them the winner? Well, they can't like let those out.
Right. So they just donate them.
And there's been
to third world countries.
Like, yeah. People in Africa wearing,
hey, our Titans jerseys are coming in tomorrow.
Titans Super Bowl winners from 1999. And yeah, that's what happens. They send them to some third world country where they don't even know what football is.
Wow. It's that time of year where it's a little chilly in the morning and then you got to dress in layers and start peeling it off as the day goes on.
Right. 11 o'clock. Yeah. The sweater comes off. Yeah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Afternoon, yeah, then the other things come off, yeah. And by the time you're leaving work or heading outside in the afternoon,
you're driving home naked.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
Your underwear. That's it.
So make sure it's nice underwear, like your mom always said.
That's right.
Nice underwear in case you get in an accident.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the people that are like EMTs and ER people, they judge people's underwear.
They will judge you by the quality of your underwear.
It's the first thing they teach you.
Yeah, if you have good underwear, you actually get medical treatment first. So, I don't know. I assume everybody knows that already.
It's common knowledge,
Three things you want to know this morning.
He's from Antioch, and he's probably the hottest star in the world right now. Jelly Roll has a concert coming to Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on November 26th. They jammed him into one of the busiest times at Bridgestone Arena, but you got to do that for our hometown guy.
Yeah.
The show goes on sale in just a little while at 10 a.m. this morning. That's the pre-sale, and there's also several dates, kind of depending on, how many credit cards you have. But Jelly Roll will be performing in just a little over a month.
Very cool.
Right here at Bridgestone. And if you haven't heard, this is the Beautifully Broken Tour based on the album you just put out.
Right.
It's such a good album. I love him. He's country, he's rock, he's pop, he's kind of undefinable.
Yeah, no kidding.
Should be a really good show.
Very cool. Hey, of course, people start dreading changing their clocks. They say 11 days ahead of time. I don't know where the statistic comes from, but they say 11 days would be tomorrow. Because we have to change the clocks back. Even though we keep telling the government over and over, we don't like doing this. We don't have to do this anymore.
Leave daylight savings time all the time.
This is, back in the days where we didn't have electricity.
Yeah, I know.
But now we have electricity.
Crazy.
We don't need it. But they won't change it. So, yeah.
But it's not this weekend. It's in 11 days.
Yes, 11 days. So start panicking if necessary.
All right, this is pretty cool. I've been hearing about this, and now some people have gotten a hold of them and have started testing the new Apple AirPods Pro 2. Mm. Now, I'm not like a, super big like tech person, but what I heard about these, which makes them very different from previous AirPods, is that these are clinical-grade hearing aids as well as earbuds.
Really?
Yes. So not only will they can do a test of your hearing and you have a score, like you can see how good your hearing is, but then they actually help you as hearing aids in addition to something to listen to music or podcasts on.
That's pretty cool.
So I guess it's really good at it.
Yeah.
They said in testing it, a lot of people have trouble hearing somebody talk if they're in a crowded room or restaurant.
Yeah.
That they tested it with somebody speaking 10 feet away in a noisy place, and they could hear that person perfectly.
Wow.
And the cost of, hearing aids at a hearing aid clinic.
It's a lot.
Are $2,000 to $7,000.
Yeah.
And these AirPods are going to be about $200. So.
Wow.
This could help a lot of people at a really cheap price. That's
How about
cool.
that? Yeah. The, Apple is saving you money.
I know.
Who saw that happening?
Yeah. Every once in a while, they make a mistake.
Yeah.
Oops. And they save you money.
Oops, we were nice for a minute. Can I put an end to that?